Well, let's see, well, that one last night, that rain last night was a gully washer, wasn't it?
Gully washer.
And it would wash gullies on the hillside, you know. I suppose that's how they got this expression about it.
It's a good name.
I've seen it in a few of them, those expressions that we've used for a long time. These twins, you know, if they favorite, some of them are just almost alike. You can't tell them apart. And they favor so much, they'll say they're as like as two peas in a pod. And the baby favors its parents, or maybe its grandparents, they'll say it's a chip off the old block. Mm-hmm. And things like that.
Speaking of a rain that is just sort of like a mist, what do you call that?
Well, you know how we have what we call a fog. Well, that's a mist is similar to a fog. It isn't exactly a fog.
And do you ever have do you ever refer to anything as a drizzle?
Yes. Just a light rain, you know, when it rains just a little, maybe enough to make the house top trip and drip and drip, and when you get out and in it, enough to get you down. Soggy like.
Do you ever step outside in a fresh morning and it's pretty cold and you say, ooh, this morning the air is, this morning it feels real?
We'd say brisk, sometimes say brisk, or cold. Or
do you ever hear anybody say airish?
Yeah.
Use the word airish?
Yeah, airish. That's when the winds blow. Well, I mean, that would be when the winds blow, I reckon.
Airish doesn't necessarily mean cold, then.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Suppose you have suppose it doesn't rain for 3 or 4 weeks. You say, well, we really have
a dry spell.
And suppose it doesn't rain all summer. Say, this is serious. This is a...
Well, it'd be a drought.
It'd be a more serious thing.
Yeah.
And another thing that I would like to put on tape is what you told me before we started to tape about your ancestor, and for example, you explained they came from Carolinas. Your mother was born.
When she was born?
Where was she born?
She was born in what's now Dunbar Community. Her name was Sarah Bathsheba Lancaster.
And your father was born?
He was born there in what's now known as. His name was Ruby. And they married February 1st, 1872. Yes.
And did they have a chance to go to school very much?
Well, they went some. My father he's a good speller. Could read pretty good and write. He didn't seem to know English, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he could count.
And he was a farmer always.
A farmer.
Right.
Well, he worked in timber some, too.
I see. And your husband, how old was he when he died?
My husband?
Yes.
He was 71. About halfway between 71 and 72.
Uh-huh.
70, he was 71 in April and died in October.
And what was his religion?
His religion, he was a Methodist.
Methodist, and are you a Methodist?
I'm Primitive Baptist.
Primitive Baptist.
The old line Baptist. The very first one. What is your church affiliation?
I'm Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Well, they were more numerous in the early days of Tennessee than anybody else, weren't they?
Yes.
In the Methodist now. Well, the Primitive Baptists have never been large. Lot of them, not big numbers of them. But they've always been around.
Yes, vigorous.
They've always been here.
And your husband, did he have a chance to go to school much?
Yeah, he went to school or something. He didn't call himself a good scholar. He was their oldest son, and he worked some, but he did go to school. And he was a Mason, and he was really, that's something, a distinction that he always, he always thought of. And a member of the Eastern Star. And I joined the Eastern Star, and when he quit, he dropped out, I did too. And now the church that I belong to, doesn't believe in secret organizations. That's just people hold it against us all, but that's the rule. They have never believed. That caused some of the splits. That's what organized the missionary bets. They don't like to admit it, but all right. Our early historians in Tennessee and other places too, they got it. Now they split away from the old bets.